Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Man, y'all already went to the reckless speculation. Man, we just love some reckless speculation, especially when it comes to... That's right, Nick. But that's what the people are doing on the text line, 713-572-4610. From the 346, he got Tommy John of the foot is necessary here. From the 832, they said, well, apparently Lance is pregnant. That's what's going to happen here. And from the 832, I appreciate these assurances. Don't worry, guys. He's already 60% healed. So appreciate you guys giving a responding and reacting to the program. No, I'm just...
I think that's validating my 99% instead of 100.
No, I mean, look, I think... It would be insane to try and say something to the opposite of the Astros have earned our level of skepticism, mm-hmm. right? They've earned a little bit of a side eye whenever they give us any level of information health wise and medical wise because we've been burned enough by that.
Yeah,
I'm just not so far in the level of doubt where I'm like, yo, they can't even pick the right limb, the right appendage. However, and for me, like, again, one of the things that's pretty obvious is if you get this news from any about a pitcher on a different team, we're not in this space. And so I don't want to go fully to that place. Like, maybe I have questions about severity possibly.
Yeah.
But really, for me, the biggest thing is just what do you do as a team with mm-hmm. yet another injury, particularly to a guy like that who had just come back off an injury that was serving you well and was in load-bearing portion of your team, your starting pitching and your bullpen probably, maybe even more so, but your starting pitching have been super, super important and vital to you going on, you know, having this better play, a better run of baseball that you'd played mm-hmm. over the last, like, month and change, maybe month and a half even.
Yeah.
And now you are, yet again, like, what is this, four starters now? Or I guess in a way, like,
yeah,
because you had three of the guys that started on your opening day rotation, and mm-hmm. now Lance McCullers, who came in as even the reinforcements getting hurt.
Yeah, yeah, it just really speaks more. You know, no matter how crazy an idea you think it is that, well, is it even the foot? You're only 99% sure. It just speaks to the idea of the Astros' trust and the lack thereof.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah. All right, so let's keep it moving, though, because, I mean, look, we're just going to – I feel like we're going to go in circles just lamenting where the Astros are. Unfortunately, they got a loss. That's another thing that was just frustrating. Mm-hmm. Against the Athletics, although Mauricio Dubon had a you know fun game out there in his I guess, homecoming. I didn't realize that Sacramento is his home when it comes to – or, like, his hometown in these United States. So, yeah, shout-out to Mauricio Dubon having quite a fun couple of days. Himself. 31 years ago today, Lopez, was a day that they created an ESPN 30 for 30 documentary about.
Yep.
And I think locally, the portion of that day that matters the absolute most was clearly the White Bronx. No, I was playing. It was the Rockets in the NBA championship. But like, what do you remember from that particular day 31 days ago when you had, you know, the OJ chase, you had World Cup going on, and you had the Rockets playing in the NBA Finals. Like, what? Where did you? What? Like, take me there, because I was at that point 2 years of age.
Yeah,
not to make you feel old,
no,
but like I have experienced this day all through, you know, oral histories and documentaries, and I kind of would love to see what the various what our various listeners remember.
You
from
was
the day.
Two. That made me feel old.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was just trying to be factual, but I was like, that probably didn't do well.
I at least remember watching it as a kid.
So, yeah, what do you recall from it? Like, I want to relive this through the eyes of the people that were caring about it, especially from the eyes of people that were probably very invested watching on NBC on the Rockets in the Rockets game. So when you see all these things cutting in, how did you feel? How did going about it feel for you? 713-572-4610.
I actually was not at that finals game. And you alluded to where I was. I was in the Meadowlands, New Jersey. It was actually Fran Blindberry was the columnist covering that series because I was covering the World Cup. I believe it was Italy and Ireland was about to kick off the first World Cup in the United States. And so they, you know, that, as you guys know, I ended up covering a bunch of World Cups. And I was actually in the Meadowlands in my hotel room watching, just minding my own business, watching the Rockets and Knicks. So the Knicks coverage was all day long. You know, in New
sure,
York.
Fair.
And this is where I want to go with it. First, let's take you back to that to those moments.
Game 5, 6:39 remaining in this first half, Knicks by 2.
And then the dead
cut in.
Yeah.
We are looking at live pictures of Interstate 5 in Los Angeles. We believe that that white vehicle, which is being trailed by a phalanx of California Highway Patrol cars and helicopters, belongs to Al Collings, who disappeared with O.J. Simpson earlier today, shortly after Mr. Simpson was informed that he was going to be formally charged with the murder of his wife and the young man who was with her at the time. It is
young
the
man.
Latest bizarre development in a string of bizarre and shocking developments that have been going on all day long.
In this first half,
and then we back to who, baby?
Here's Tom Brokaw.
Thank you, Marv. We are looking once so again good. At pictures of Al Cowling's cars. It makes its way along a freeway in Los Angeles in the south central part of that area. And we are told by the California Highway Patrol that O.J. Simpson is in that car,
man,
holding a gun to his head.
That's
he
wild.
Has been in touch with a police highway dispatcher saying he wants to be taken to his mother. He wants to see her.
I mean, so how are you taking this in from where you are?
I was flabbergasted, of course. But there's a couple places I want to go with this. This was basically New York City. I was in the Meadowlands, but
yeah,
you know, basically New York City. The Knicks were in that series, obviously. And the difference between then and now, most people didn't even care to see the basketball. Like, yeah, this is in New York. They were like, "Hey, put it back on OJ," and then people yelling from the side. The side, run, OJ, run, and all this other stuff. It was the most bizarre thing ever. And then, you know, obviously it became 16, 18 months of OJ coverage. But at the moment, I was just flabbergasted, you know, and using the hotel phone to call the office. Do you need anything from me? You know, kind of man on the street stuff up there, et cetera. But Figgy, you and I were talking about this. Even in Houston and New York, people were more... And I have a theory on this, but you were talking about it. People were more obsessed with the OJ thing.
Yeah, like I said, when I was younger, I just remember my dad watching the game, and it kept cutting back in, out, in and out of the OJ coverage. To the point, my dad was like, "Put it on! I want to see more OJ."
Yes, everybody.
Like, he was totally checked out of the game. Yeah. I mean, I don't think he had a dog in the fight, right. But he was totally checked out the game. Mm-hmm. At that point, he wanted to see more OJ.
And this is a very different perspective. 3-4-6. They said they were in the Marine Corps, and it was Game 5, and then you get this, you know, stupid white Bronco, and they were like, "I don't give a bleep about this."
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's why I was interested, like, because from a Rockets perspective, like, this is a pivotal game. The series was tied 2-2.
Mm-hmm. It's the finals, man.
But not just the finals. Like, series was tied 2-2. This is one of those, like, mm-hmm. series sweet, you know, or changing games. Game 5, like, this is pivotal, mm-hmm. right? And of course, the Knicks ultimately do win. Now we know the ultimate outcome was the Rockets get their first NBA championship. But in the moment, you're thinking you go down 3-2, and that's you're in a tough place to overcome. All of those emotions, you're watching your team, and all of a sudden here is O.J. Simpson avoiding arrest.
Yes, with a gun to his head. Yeah. Wanted to see his mama.
It was very detailed, too.
By the way, side note, that's the point where I said, okay, he did it. Like, if you're in the back of a Bronco with a gun to your head and you want to see your mama, I was like, I didn't even need to go to the trial. In my mind, I was like, yeah, he did it.
Wow. So at that point for you, huh?
Had a gun to his head, wanted to see his mom.
Uh-huh.
After they said he was going to get arrested. I mean, okay, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, I was like, you really want to have that conversation? Because we don't got time for that now.
But here's the other thing I wanted to point out. In today's world, I don't think people would be as obsessed. The identical situation with OJ, because you got another screen in your hand. Because you got back then, there was no other screen. There was no picture in picture, or very little. There was no, I can still watch the game and see this. I think more people, if they just completely flipped it to the OJ chase now, would be upset that they flipped it to the OJ.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And then also, you could have that conversation on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could watch the game at the same time.
You could either watch the game or the chase or follow it on Twitter or follow it on whatever. It's a totally different, which goes back to the point of, we will never see anything like this again.
Yeah. I wonder, do you feel like, let's say something like that happened again last night during the game. Do you think they would even bring it up, or they would just leave it alone?
Well, I think they'd bring it up. Yeah, I think they'd bring it up.
Yeah,
because I know it was different back in the day because you only had a few channels.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they will actually say, hey, you know, maybe during a little break or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, we got some breaking news. So-and-so is on a high speed chase, that type of deal, mm-hmm. or would they just leave it alone?
I don't think they would leave it alone. But I think most people would be upset if they went to wall to wall coverage, basically, of the chase. I got it right here. I can see it right here, man.
Yeah, best case scenario.
Yeah, I would be upset.
Yeah.
I think worst case scenario, they go picture in picture. But I think, Figgy, you're probably right. They make a mention of it, and you mentioned there was only a few outlets. Now there's these conglomerates having multiple channels. It's probably like, hey, if you wanted more information about this, tune over here to go, go to our, ABC News or what have you in order to see more information on this development.
And that's the other thing, mm-hmm. too. Let's say they did switch it all the way just to that coverage.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably say, oh, go to ESPN for the finals or something like that.
Yeah. 631, I'm from New York, and the Knicks were on every channel. Every channel went to the OJ chase, and the whole place didn't care about the Knicks. I'm telling you, I was in New York. I was like, this is crazy.
That's why they don't deserve no championship.
They
don't even care about the Knicks.
Yeah, well, they do.
Is that was the takeaway.
That's
huh?
my takeaway.
Okay, very good.
Never see anything like it again, man.
Somebody said they would definitely cut if Diddy escaped. What brought that to your mind here, friend? I'm very intrigued. What brought you to that space in particular? But yeah, man, appreciate it. Yeah, send those in because I'm very intrigued on the various people and the places that they were in when that happened, of course. We know it wasn't a great day for the Rockets in the individual, but in the aggregate, that ultimately led them to winning the championship. Somebody said Ime better bring the Rockets a championship though without the drama. I don't think Rudy T had anything to do with the drama there. I feel like we should probably make that point there as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, inspired by the many people who probably slept through the end of Astros A's. What's something big that you slept through or maybe nearly missed because you overslept? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.